I'm Dana Hill. If you've ever been in University Auditorium in Gainesville, you've seen its crown jewel, the magnificent pipe organ. That organ turns 100 years old this year, and to celebrate, the School of Music is hosting a series of special events and performances. This afternoon, I met up with Professor Laura Ellis at University Auditorium to talk about this great instrument.
What makes this instrument special?
I think the fact that it's at a university. I mean, we have a major instrument like this that has been cared for over 100 years. It's gone through some cycles. It's gone through some highs and lows. But the fact that it's still an important part of the university and an important part of university events, like presidential inaugurations, graduations, things like that, and the fact that there are still a number of students who are studying organ. I mean, it's an important thing. So it's exciting to know that the start of what this instrument was back in 1924 and 25, and it was a dedication recital in the summer of 1925.
Some people listening may have an idea of what they think an organ is. It's an instrument that's capable of, yes, huge churchy sound, but it's capable of incredible subtlety.
Well, I think if you go back historically, Mozart is the one who called it the king of instruments. He called the organ the king of instruments, and it can go from almost earth-shattering sounds where you can feel a rumble in your seat, so a huge, massive sound, also to some of the softest string sounds imaginable. And then our instrument here, we're really fortunate. We have a wide variety of colors of something that we call the reeds that are trying to imitate parts of the orchestra. So we have oboes, we have a clarinet, we have an English horn. So all of those different stops have just a little bit different tone color. And what's exciting as an organist is to explore all those tone colors. It can be joyful. It can help you mourn because it has some of those sounds. It can lift you up for playing in special events. It can play classical repertoire. It can play popular repertoire. It can play transcriptions. It just can do pretty much everything.
Part of the instrument must be the room itself. What effect does this auditorium have on the sound of the organ?
Well, any space is important, and for organs, reverberation is important. This, particularly since the renovation, I feel that the organ really speaks in the room. It's sort of all one beautiful color, and so it does speak to the room. And, you know, some rooms are more reverberant than others, but the important thing about organ building is to really get each rank of pipes, each set of pipes, so that they're working tonally within the room. And the renovation we had in 2015, they really worked towards that. And I think it's a fabulous instrument.
This celebration to recognize and celebrate this organ and its 100 years here, what are some of the highlights?
I really wanted to do a couple things with this. One, I wanted to have a big sort of festival weekend where we could bring alumni back and everybody can come back and enjoy what they know about the instrument, and that's what's going on here in January. And then each other event as we go through is trying to celebrate the different things about the organ. We'll have some alumni come back to play. We're going to do a special Halloween concert where I'm bringing an alum back, actually the alum who played the organ in the Phantom of the Opera. He's going to help organize that. But like this weekend, we have tonight a guest artist. Tomorrow, we're actually having a silent movie, so you may not know, but back in the 20s, you know, your Charlie Chaplin movies, Buster Keaton, no sound, what happened? There was an organ in the theaters, people accompanied it. So an alum is coming back, and he's going to accompany three short films tomorrow night. And then on Saturday night, we have a collaboration between the UF Composition Department and UF organists and alumni, and we're going to have an evening of new compositions written specifically for the event. And then on Sunday, our first university organist was named Claude Murphy. He was really well known for playing every other Sunday afternoon on concerts. And I'm going to play on Sunday, and I'm taking the music from his first performance on the UF organ. And I'm going to take elements of that and play a recital to sort of bring back the feeling of the organist from 1925.
And these events are open to the public?
Absolutely. The doors are open, free, no cost. We have concerts, we have presentations, whatever you're interested in, please come.
Professor Ellis, thank you so much for talking to me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Great to see you.
That was Professor Laura Ellis from the University of Florida School of Music. A complete schedule of events celebrating 100 years of the UF pipe organ is available online at ufpipeorgancentennial.org. I'm Dana Hill.